As the pandemic stretches from weeks to months, many U.S. cities are seeing an explosion of gun violence. And that means local leaders are grappling with both a spike in violence and a deadly virus. Guns in America's Jason DeBruin has the story.
On a muggy July evening in Durham, North Carolina, a black sedan that police believed to be a Chevy Impala pulled up to a family gathering. Men stepped out and opened gunfire on the partygoers gathered in the front yard. At another shooting later that night, a 12-year-old boy was hit with a stray bullet. He later died from that injury. At a virtual press conference on the day after the shootings, Durham Police Chief C.J. Davis looked into her computer camera with sadness in her eyes.
There are children in our community whose lives will never be the same because of the actions of those who don't care enough to put their differences aside and their guns down.
These shootings were almost 4 months to the day from when North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper issued the first order related to the COVID-19 pandemic. While it's impossible to link a specific shooting exclusively to the pandemic, Davis said it has played a role.
We do believe that the environment, the pandemic itself, has created an environment where these types of shootings have been, quite prevalent.
Ben Haas works with a faith-based group in Durham to prevent violence and comfort the families of victims. He points out that gun violence has been a problem in Durham for years.
From our coalition's experience on the ground in Durham, we would have to say that yes, this COVID pandemic is not so much a creator of violence as it is a multiplier of violence in our community.
Durham isn't alone. Violence, and especially gun violence, has spiked in many cities during the pandemic. Cleveland, Kansas City, Washington, D.C., and other cities have seen homicide rates in May and June well above the same period last year. Dr. Samantha Melcher Brody is chair of the Department of Psychiatry in the School of Medicine at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. She says the pandemic has layered additional stress on a lot of people.
I think all of us have increasing concerns that the longer this continues, that it will continue to have greater toll on people's emotional well-being, their mental health, and it will lead to more and more destructive ways of coping.
Even before the coronavirus pandemic, the United States was facing what violence prevention experts called a gun violence epidemic.
All this has done is essentially you threw kerosene on it and then lit a match.
Data from early in the pandemic showed homicide rates had dropped in over 30 cities, possibly as people obeyed stay-at-home orders. But that doesn't mean all violence subsided. Other research showed an increase in domestic violence, and more recent data shows an uptick in gun violence and homicides as the pandemic stretched into June. Julia Schleimer is a data analyst. She was part of a group from the University of California, Davis, who studied gun sales during the pandemic.
And our results show that states with greater increases in firearm purchasing over expected levels were more likely to experience increases in firearm violence.
So, in short, additional stresses from the pandemic, plus more firearms in circulation, have resulted in a surge of gun violence, according to the UC Davis study, even if those new gun purchases are intended as protection.
There's no evidence that firearms offer any unique benefits for protecting people, for deterring or obstructing crime.
What is perhaps most concerning from a public health perspective is what could happen as the pandemic stretches on. Dr. Joseph Williams works in a mental health hospital operated by UNC Chapel Hill. Generally, gun violence already spikes during the warmer months.
And I think it really would be likely that this will get more pronounced or get worse maybe before it gets better.
He worries that as the pandemic continues on, violence and homicides, both gun-related and otherwise, will continue to rise. For Guns and America, I'm Jason DeBruin.